This did come up previously at our municipal district. Contact was made with the Department of Justice in relation to it. There was an acknowledgement of that contact, but nothing further. So I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with the no response that we did get at the time. Can I just say at the outset, look, you know, these are 60 families that are coming to Letterkenny. And Letterkenny has always been a town that welcomes people into it. And this is our country is recognized as the land of a thousand welcomes. And in this day and age, we should be welcoming these people to our town. But I have grave reservations in relation to the whole thing in relation to services that are going to be provided for these people. These people are fleeing from their own country for whatever reason, whether it be war or famine or whatever. They're all individuals in their own right, and it beholds us to welcome these people among us. But in saying all of that, I'm very disappointed, you know, with the secrecy that has surrounded all of this, because there was provision made in the program for government that there would be a change in the direct provision services provided. And what I don't want to see is to see families coming into the town and being housed in rooms and that kind of thing. We've seen and heard enough about the plight of asylum seekers in this country, and I'm annoyed as mayor of Letterkenny, and I'm sure the other members are annoyed as well with the secrecy that has surrounded this. And you know, a vacuum has been created, and where you have a vacuum, Donal, that creates issues and doubts and suspicions in people's mind. If the government had to come out and let us know exactly, you know, what is happening? Is it 60 families? Is there enough accommodation in those blocks of flats for those 60 families? Are the supports in place for those families? Are there support workers going to be there to help them to integrate? Because what's happening at the minute, you know, is not good. Do we have the medical facilities, the doctors, the dentists? Do we have the educational facilities? Do we have the places in? Do we have the places in preschools and primary schools and secondary schools for the education of these? What is the makeup of the families? How many adults? How many children? All of these questions have to be answered, and I will be calling a special meeting of the council to discuss all of this, and I will be looking, and I'm sure the council will be looking for answers to all of these questions.
Has an opportunity been missed in terms of the role that Letterkenny Municipal District and Donegal County Council could have played in planning this? Because I'm sure there's local information that the council, the councillors and officials could have brought to the table that maybe department officials in Dublin are simply not aware of.
It's the secrecy that's surrounding all of this. Look, and excuses can be made in relation to that, in relation to the secrecy surrounding it. But what is annoying about it is, look, we haven't been given any role whatsoever in this. Look, there's an EU directive there, and this country has to take so many asylum seekers. But look, I don't want a situation where we're going to end up in the town of Letterkenny, where you're going to be criticised as a council. Going to be criticised as a council because of the conditions that these people are going to be living in. We should be welcoming these people with open arms, but ensuring that all the facilities that has to be provided can be provided. 4 weeks today, we will be celebrating Christmas Day. And what is it that we're celebrating? We're celebrating the birth of the Saviour of the world. His father and mother had to leave their own town and he was born in a stable in Bethlehem. They then had to flee to Egypt and to seek asylum. Look at it. We need to look at it in that context and welcome these people.